Good morning. Hello and welcome. This is Ed Says. Let's get right into it. 888-574-2723. I had a wonderful weekend, except having to keep up with the nonsense that is happening. I went to the Big E with my family and some friends and had a great time, even though it was super hot and lots of walking. I had just an A-plus weekend, with the exception of the nonsense that was going on. In fact, so much so yesterday that I was at the Big E, and I was there for the very beginning. And I'm with my family, my wife, my son, my infant daughter. And to kick off the Big E, they played the national anthem. And I took off my cap, and I stood, and I looked for the flag. And most people did. Some people milled about, continued on. And you know what? That was okay. And for a brief moment, I actually thought about kneeling because I don't have time for people's nonsense. I didn't. And I regret it now. But I know if I kneeled, that all the other people around me who mistake their patriotism, which is actually nationalism, for being right, would make my life difficult. So I chose the easy path. And I regret doing it, because I'm an individual who likes to exercise my rights, and it would be well within my rights to take that knee. Just like it was well within those rights of those people who didn't stop, didn't remove their caps, to continue on with their lives. Because we don't live in a nation where respect is demanded by law. Everybody arguing about respect the national anthem. This protest is not about the flag and the national anthem. You do not get to dictate how people protest. Does it make you mad? Does it make you uncomfortable? Good. That's what a protest should do. It should draw your attention to what they're saying. But you're making it about you and your feelings and your nation. Lo and behold, know your history. The national anthem wasn't always played at sporting events. It was actually played once when a player returned from war and got a good reaction because of the commie scare. And then everybody started doing it. And now all of you are so indoctrinated into it that you expect it. I would prefer I don't hear it. I think it should be reserved for events where it is warranted. National events, state events, military events. But you've made everything into America. And you get mad when somebody doesn't agree with you. So all you fake patriots out there, ask yourself, who's really disrespecting the flag? Because it's not codified anywhere what you have to do. It is codified what you should do. But in this country, we're not North Korea, you do not have to. Just like you do not have to pledge allegiance to the flag. You are a citizen. Just like the people of Puerto Rico, who should be the focus of our president's attention, who are citizens of this great nation, but he and all of you flag-waving patriots are ignoring, as they're in great need. Oh, but you put your flag up outside. Well, do you follow the flag code? The flag should never be carried flat or horizontally, but always aloft and free. What is that flag that they wave on the football field every game? That giant one that covers the field, but flat and horizontal. But you'll cheer that because you're simpletons who will just cheer country over thought. How about the flag should never be used as wearing apparel, bedding, or drapery? How many of you own clothing that is the American flag? Oh, here's some Trump socks that are American flag. The flag should never be used for advertising purposes in any manner whatsoever. How often do we see it? Memorial Day ads, 4th of July ads, on beverages. It should not be embroidered on such articles as cushions or handkerchiefs. Oh, there's a pillow. Oh, but you respect the flag so much that you want people, you want to enforce a code that doesn't exist. Otherwise impressed on paper napkins or anything that is designed for temporary use and discard. I'd like to see your plates and napkins at your next 4th of July party, you hypocrites. No part of the flag should ever be used as a costume or athletic uniform. How many special helmets and uniforms have had the flag as part of the logo? There is no section in the code for the flag for standing, kneeling, sitting. It says you should. The other things are outlined as disrespectful. But not standing is not. So all of you fake patriots out there, perhaps you have a flag hanging out of your home that is tattered and worn. Perhaps you have a flag hanging outside of your home that has that blue line on it because you support the police. You have bastardized the American flag. It is not meant to be changed to black and white with a blue stripe. You are the offensive ones. You, if your flag is tattered and worn and has not been properly disposed of and replaced, you are the offensive ones. If you are wearing a hat, or perhaps you cheer on a race car or a team who has special uniforms that is made of a flag pattern, you are the ones that, according to the code, are being offensive and disrespectful. The code does not cover the rest of that. So check your hypocrisy and see if you are actually treating the flag properly. And again, this protest isn't about the flag. And I know this is falling on deaf ears. I know that those of you who disagree with me will just continue to say, oh, Ed's wrong about this. Except I'm not, because this is factual. It is codified. You can read it. So I challenge you to defy me on that. Should you stand? Sure. Should you do a lot of things in life? Yes. Should you use your blinker? I bet you don't. Should you let somebody with one item behind you go in front of you? Sure. I bet you don't, though. There's a lot of things people should do. But standing and saluting the flag during the national anthem or reciting the Pledge of Allegiance are not things that are required. So ask yourself if you do everything you should do, you hypocrites. Know what it is you're talking about before you speak. Stop with your blind allegiance and your nonsense, I love this country for whatever reason. Many of you support Trump, who said, make America great again. The implication is that it's not great. Kaepernick taking the knee is saying the same thing, is saying there is an area that we need to focus on. But you don't listen to that part. You just take offense because you're, I don't know, you're simpletons who will follow the Pied Piper waving the flag off a cliff for the sake of nationalism. Kaepernick has more courage than the lot of you. The man is skilled enough to be in that league and isn't because of close-minded bigots who put a piece of cloth above a man's career. You wouldn't take that stand. I'd be curious to see how you would react if your boss tried to implement some sort of rules. Oh, the flag's okay. If my boss tried to force me to stand every day, we'd have problems. You'd have the same problems if they made you pray, especially if it wasn't your religion. Oh, but go get another job would be your excuse. No, then you'd say separation of church and state. But again, it's the same thing. There is no law that requires you to stand. And how many of you hypocrites out there right now who are saying they should stand or lose their jobs have been in line for the bathroom or chugging a beer or in the parking lot and just ignored the anthem? Maybe once, maybe twice, but you did it. But now that you have someone to rail against because you're so mad at who? I don't know. Who is this man mad at?
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired.
He's fired. Listen to my catchphrase. All you hypocrites out there who get mad at me saying things, and he's calling a guy who's doing what he's legally allowed to do, and if his boss has a problem with it, they can... Oh, well, he doesn't have a boss right now, but if anybody else did it, their boss has a problem with it, guess what? They have union protection, and they'll work it out. This guy's out there riling people up. Well, he's fired. For what? That son of a bitch. Is that the language the president should be using? You get on me for my language, and you don't hold the president to a higher standard? And the phones are silent because you're all cowards and wrong. And then there's this from the show previous to mine, which I wasn't going to reference, but when I get a call out...
They don't all don't believe what you and I believe.
Well, I'm sure the program after CT on the Hill, it'll be in defense of those who protest the national anthem, and that's fine. Everybody has their opinion.
Yep.
But my take is, if you're the commissioner of the NFL, the last thing you want is controversy. The last thing you want is people talking about the national anthem and not standing and players doing this or players imitating a dog urinating as Odell Beckham did on television yesterday. That's not the NFL, and that's why I've stopped watching it, Brett. The NFL, they're going to have to do a lot to win me back.
Well, they've lost audience. We know that.
And I'm one of them. I'm one of them.
Well, I only play that because I was called out in it, and those ratings, that's just a regurgitation of Trump's false tweets. The NFL isn't hurting, and I don't think they're going to cry a river at the loss of Dan and Brad as viewers. But we'll get back to that next here on Ed Says. So I played that clip from the previous show as I was specifically referenced as someone who would be defending those who are, quote, protesting the flag or the national anthem, except that is not what the protest is. At no point did Kaepernick say, I am against the national anthem or the flag. At no point, at what point is taking a knee disrespectful? But you're all up in arms about it. What he did was he took a knee because it is different than what other people do typically, traditionally, during the anthem. He didn't run around naked. He didn't stab anybody. He didn't light anything on fire. He quietly and simply sat down or took a knee. In protest of an unbalanced justice system. Now, if you want to come on here and tell me that black Americans, people of color in America, don't have a harder time in the justice system, then that's the debate we should be having. That is the important part. That's what Kaepernick was trying to say. And if you're one of those people saying, oh, they should just stick to sports, get your head out of your rear end. January 22nd of this year, peaceful protests are a hallmark of our democracy. Even if I don't always agree, I recognize the rights of people to express their views. Who said that? Donald Trump. Oh, what happened? Weird that his attitude has changed. It's not. It's because he's a hypocrite. But he used to be for it. I heard a caller on earlier this morning. Years ago, I didn't hear about, you know, their girlfriends or DUIs, blah, 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 in the NFL. That's because they covered it up. And, hey, perhaps, maybe they covered it up because most of those star athletes way back in the day were white guys. But now we've got 24/7 media coverage of these players that we didn't have back then. Look at Namath. I'm sure he's got some scandals attached to him. Then Dan said, Ari Fleischer said this is a winner for Trump. How is this a winner for anyone? This is the President of the United States doing what he said President Obama shouldn't have done. Speaking of, Kaepernick started doing this during Obama's tenure, so it's not about Trump. But Trump is making this about him. Why? Because he is an egomaniac, and he lost his opportunity to get into the NFL when he moved the USFL to the fall to compete against them in hopes that they would buy him out rather than run them out of business because he's a terrible businessman. But I digress. Let's go to Katie in Waterbury, see what she has to say. Good morning, Katie. What do you got?
Some great conversation you're having. I don't normally get to listen to you because I'm normally at work, but today I'm not. I think you've raised a lot of good points, very thought-provoking. I was just curious about the comment you made, kind of thrown in the midst of all of this about how people who hold a certain opinion definitely wouldn't be giving any money to help out Puerto Rico. I mean, what the heck does that have to do with anything you're saying? And why did you just throw that crack out to slap people with? I mean, I want to listen to what you're saying, and I'm really getting a lot out of it. But that felt like, what?
Well, do you think our president is focusing on the right things, Puerto Rico or the NFL?
I don't know. honestly, I should keep up better, I guess, on the news, you know, minute to minute. I really don't know what he has initiated in terms of aid to Puerto Rico. I just don't know. But I know that people can have their minds on more than one thing at once. I wish that were true. Now, I think this whole thing is a big waste of everybody's time, and I don't agree with him putting any effort, at 1 minute of his time as president of the United States into this whole thing about the NFL and whether or not guys stand for the anthem. So that's my opinion on that. But can he comment on that and be taking care of addressing the situation in Puerto Rico? Yes.
Okay, I would argue that this was more than comment. This is not something that he made a passing comment on. This is something he is making a movement out of. For what reason, I don't know, because it is a movement based on a falsehood. In this country, we are afforded the freedom to decide how we want to behave. We do not live in a dictatorship, a totalitarian government where they make us pledge to our leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So he is
wrong. Like I said, I think you're raising a lot of great points. I really do. But you made a comment that specifically addressed us as people. You weren't saying, when you said it to me, unless I misheard you, it sounded like you were saying, oh, and you people, because you've been talking to us. You've been saying, you hypocrites, you people, you've been challenging us to, you know, think about the reality of our lives. And
Katie, do you consider yourself one of those hypocrites?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Are you for Kaepernick taking the knee, do you think that's wrong and he shouldn't be doing it?
I don't know. It's tough. I understand that, like, for instance, at my job, I have to keep my political views to myself. I don't have the freedom to promote. I just don't. It's not appropriate where I work. So my employer would bring me aside and say, you better stop this or you can leave.
And do you think the President of the United States should get involved in something?
But I also believe in a person's right. I mean, all that stuff you said about the rules regarding the flag and everything. Yeah, sure. We don't have, you're right. You're absolutely right. Nobody is forced to stand and put their hand over their heart and take their hat off and, you know, I get all that.
Well, then, Katie, I would say to you is, when I was making that statement, I don't think you are included in that company. That statement was made to make people reflect on who they believe they are. I thank you for the call.
Well, I mean, it's
888-574-2723. I'm just running out of time on this. Ask yourself why, perhaps, Trump went on this rant. Well, because it plays to his base, for one. Two, the Department of Homeland Security notified 21 states they were targeted by Russia in hacking attempts. McCain announced his opposition to the health bill. Jared Kushner was revealed to have used private emails to conduct White House business. If you're so mad about Hillary and her emails, where's your outrage there? And Trump administration announces new travel restrictions. What this is a smokescreen. Trump's rage gets his base, and it gets all of us discussing the wrong things. We'll be right back here on Ed Says. It's so frustrating because this is very simple. It couldn't be more simple. But as you heard, you've got NASCAR chiming in, Richard Petty, anybody that don't stand up for that ought to be out of the country, period. That's the country we're in. Again, we don't have to do anything. Maybe you should, but in this country, we don't have to. Team owner Richard Childers said, if any of his staffers protested the anthem, again, they're not protesting the anthem. They are protesting during the anthem. That is their form of protest, but it's not about the anthem. Said, get your ride on a Greyhound bus when the national anthem is over. Thankfully, Junior coming ahead saying, all Americans are granted rights to peaceful protest. Then quoting JFK, those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. If you are upset as a NASCAR fan, as NASCAR owners seem to be, why aren't they upset? Just look at the infield of any race and look what's flying next to Old Glory. What is flying next to it? Do you see the stars and bars? You do. So it's okay, apparently, to fly the Confederate flag, which you can argue whether or not it's the official one, the sign of the secessionists, next to the stars and stripes. But you're upset about somebody taking a knee. And then you're listening, you're being led by a man who is screaming patriotism, that dodged the draft, attacked McCain and a Gold Star family, and you still hold him up as some paragon of virtue of the United States of America. A man who said himself he was the best baseball player in the state, but not healthy enough to serve his country. Tell me, where is the disconnect in your mind? 888-574-2723. Let's go to Mark in West Hartford. Good morning, Mark.
Oh, man, you're on fire, bro. Hey, give up that fight with the morning guys, because that's like fighting the Long Ranger and Tonto to your Iron Man. That's not a fair fight, brother.
It's not a fight. I was just mentioned on the show, and I just wanted to point out.
Worth it. I don't even participate. Those two guys, their time has come and gone, and they don't know what. So anyway, hey, Ed, so are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought you hung up on me.
No, I'm used to it.
You know, I'm just used to hearing clicks. So, you know, let's talk about hypocrisy, and it kind of makes me laugh, whether it's the president, who I think should be afforded the same rights as the citizens he represents, or NASCAR, or drivers. So the same right that the players have to kneel or express whatever, you know, they want to, shouldn't other people, isn't that like a double standard? So let's say a NASCAR driver, it doesn't believe in that, and yeah, he's all for patriotism, standing up. Well, Isn't it being a hypocrite to like knock the snots off of them, but in turn, you know, hey, for these guys that disrespect the flag, for those of us who think that, I mean, so
no, here's the difference. Do you want to know the difference? Donald Trump is calling for them, literally at a speech, said that they should lose their jobs. He is injecting himself into it. He has a platform. Let's take Trump out of it. Okay, team owners. Threatening, you just heard the NASCAR owners, even the Dallas Cowboys, threatening people's livelihoods if they don't do it. That
so
is
the problem.
So if
you ran a business and you wanted to have whatever it may be, some type of respect shown to the customers of your business, and you implored that to your employees, you said, hey, listen, you can't do this, you can't do that, or you will be fired. So what you're saying is everybody should just have freedom of expression, and you're going to get a paycheck no matter what. You don't think anybody who pays somebody else money should be able to have guidelines?
First of all, are you talking about the customers or the bosses?
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. That's a distinction. That is an important distinction, because you know what? The customers can go screw. If you don't like the product, don't watch it. And there's a lot of people out there who are saying, oh, I'm not going to watch it. They're belly aching. I've given it up. They're liars. They will be watching it again, particularly if their team starts winning. I heard somebody belly aching that, oh, I cried because I couldn't watch my team play, or they lost and they deserved it. Like, that's such an infantile way to go about it. Now, if it's a boss and they want to go through the process, that's fine. But guess what? NFL employees have the luxury of a union which protects their rights. So then if the boss wants to keep somebody off the field or fire them, they have to go through a process. And if the person takes a knee going into it knowing that, then that is their. Look at Kaepernick owned it. You don't hear Kaepernick belly aching. He doesn't have a job. The guy's a skilled quarterback and should be in a league, but small-minded bigots said, oh, we can't handle this. Like, it's stupid. If people are this upset, they're this upset about a guy who took a knee during the national anthem when the vast majority of them have been buying beer or using the can during the anthem before.
Ed, I'm like the student who's holding his arm up trying to get in. I got my hand up. Tell me when I can talk.
Go ahead.
So, listen, I visited last week Jimmy Kimmel, and I'm going to just revisit it again because, literally, you know I consume news. I read the paper, I refer to it all the time with you. You know I listen to you. I listen to others. I watch TV. I literally, and I mean this, I don't know how to reiterate this. At the end of the day, whether it's watching a talk show host or sports, I love football. I love the Oakland Raiders. They're never on. I don't have the NFL package. I didn't want to spend 45 minutes, almost an hour, of Chris Collinsworth and whoever else he was talking with, talking about this whole issue. Give me stats. Tell me what you think's going to happen this season. Can you imagine if you put on Face the Nation and Chuck Todd is talking to Chuck Schumer and they break out in sports stats?
So, no. Mark, I don't when disagree I with you. I don't disagree with you. But here's the thing. Who's to blame? Who is to blame for that? The media outlet, for one, they should just be covering football. But guess what? People, the ones who drew attention to this are to blame. All of those who are mad at Kaepernick are to blame for it. Just let the guy take a knee and shut your mouth. But they have to interject their opinion and make a big deal out of it. I appreciate the call. I got more on the hold. I got to get to the other calls. It is absurd. Absurd. If you want to, if there's two of us in a room and the national anthem comes on and there's a flag, if you want to stand and salute it and I want to sit, that's it. That's the end of story. You cannot like me for it. I cannot like you for it. We can debate it. But in the big picture, who cares? The basis of this is that this country affords you the freedom to do that. Now, you can be like, oh, it's disrespectful. It's not illegal to be disrespectful, for one. And two, sometimes respect is earned. And what the protest was saying was that there is a segment of our society who, based on their skin color and or income, have to deal with an unfair justice system that targets them, is overly violent to them, and perhaps murderous to them. But you guys out there, some of you, have made it about God and country because you have it good. You, if you get pulled over, the cop's like, hey, you were going a little fast there. Because of your whiteness. Own that. Own that. But there are people out there who get pulled over and because of their color have guns put in their face. That is the reality, and that is what this is about. This isn't about your little feels about somebody sitting down during the anthem. Again, plenty of you have probably done it. And why is it played? Look, the players weren't even on the field for the anthem up until 2009 when the federal government started pumping money into the NFL. Remember they gave that money back? You're being suckered. You're being conned. You are the reason these companies, marketing companies, exist and are successful. Because you're so gullible. You just, oh, yeah, wrap it up in an American flag and I will eat it. It could be poison, but you're just going to gnaw on it. Nom, 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 nom. All the while, hypocritically disrespecting the flag by wearing your flag pants and eating off your flag plates. Let's go to Joe in Newington. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, how are you?
What's up?
Hey, you know, while people are worried about Powerball and hurricanes and taking a knee, Tribulation Trump and Sessions, during when all this was going on, he rolled back cosmetic bans on military recycling, and this allowed more police to have Black Hawk helicopters and machine guns and so forth paid for by the, and maintained by the taxpayer. And also, Sessions, there's more warrantless searches going on because of private property he's pushing for.
I don't.
So
you're right.
Every
going, time
the police state is going on,
Joe.
Here.
Every time he does something like this, it's because he's looking to cover something up. I thank you for the call. And I said, he announces new travel restrictions. Jared Kushner used private email. McCain opposition. 21 states were Russian hacking targets before the 2016 election. Those are the things he's distracting us from. Here we are talking about, in Puerto Rico, the man has tweeted 12 times about the flag and anthem since that speech. Thank you to Jonathan for the stats. 0 times mentioned Puerto Rico. Are you familiar with Puerto Rico, folks, that they are American citizens? Let's go to Gabriella in Windsor.
Hi, Ed, let me tell you one thing. Please listen to me. Kaepernick is a self-admitted I didn't vote person. If you don't vote, you don't have the right to complain and to stand for anything. How come I cannot bend my knee to pray before, like a coach did before a game? That's against the rules.
Gabriella, would you like to know? Because it's codified.
It is codified. Again,
it is codified. It is in law.
Then you need to pray the Lord.
Gabriella, that's the thing. You're missing the point. It is codified. I don't know what sport you're talking about, but I'm sure they had their own rules against it. Or, I don't know.
Oh, you got rules against
goodbye, Gabriella. I can't with you. I can't with you. Again, if the team wants the rules to be, you have to stand, good luck enforcing that. They have a union to protect them. All right? If that guy wants to lead a prayer when it's banned by his organization, kneeling during the national anthem isn't banned. That is the point. Now, if the team owners want to try to do that, good luck to them. It will not happen. Okay? Stop it. If you want to pray, go pray in your own house. Again, I don't know that game you're referring to, but if it was a school run by the state, separation of church and state, get it straight. And again, it's absurd to me, the complete misunderstanding, and you don't have to vote to be afforded rights, and you don't have to vote to be afforded a voice. Do I think he should vote? Yes, we agree there, Gabriella. We absolutely agree, but you are wrong on the rest of it. You do not have to vote in order to have a voice, in order to complain. Period. Does it undermine your credibility a little? I believe so. But it's not a prerequisite. Let's go to Jim in Windsor. Good morning, Jim.
I want to comment on President Trump. I think he was completely out of line on his referring to the mothers of the players as bitches. You know, those are fighting words when I was a kid. You know, you'd get in a fist fight in the schoolyard if someone called you a son of a beak. But, you know, I think he could have handled this and not lost any credibility with his base and not hurt himself with the people that don't like him. And this is how I would have addressed it, and I want to hear your comment. I would have said to those players that kneel during the national anthem, you have every right to do it, but I would suggest you voice your frustration on any issue before the game starts, during halftime. There's any number of times when you can kneel, but I would ask you to stand during the national anthem, pay respect to country and flag. And you can voice your displeasure with the way police are handling, blacks in the black community, whatever. There's a way to voice your displeasure and still not
here's the problem.
Honor the national anthem.
As you said, Trump could have.
That's how I would have done it.
But listen to me. That's how you would have done it, and that's how you think Trump could have handled it. But the fact of the matter is, it is not the way he handles it. It's not the way.
To me, that's wrong.
Right. I agree with you. But that's not the way he handles anything. And that's the bigger question. So at what point do we look at him and go, he is beneath the dignity of this office? How many times does he get a pass on this?
Well, I can honestly say it's happening too much. And for a guy that supported him, you know, yes, I don't understand,
Jim,
You've made me feel better about today.
I got to hit a break. If you're on hold, stay there. Thank you for the call. You have made me feel better because you are the first one who, as you called yourself a supporter, who said it is getting overwhelming. It is getting to be too much. I forget who it was, but they talked about regretting supporting Trump financially at the beginning. And I said, it's too late. It's too little too late. You should have known who he was. And that's what I was saying. So it warms my heart that you are feeling what I warned you about. It's not a matter of me saying, oh, I'm right. But it's a matter of we should have known. If you think he could have handled this better, this is just one instance of how he handles everything. I beg all of you, look at his history into the USFL. Look at how he moved it to the fall to compete with the NFL in hopes of getting bought out. That didn't happen. Look how he destroyed that league. Oh, and I have... Oh, I almost forgot about this. I hope it's still here. Let's see. Screen capture. Where are you? No, that's it. I will have to find it during the break. 888-574-2723. It says here on the Talk of Connecticut.
Three.
As always, this is a big bigger than just the simple Trump last players, blah, 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 because he said standing with locked arms is good, kneeling is not acceptable. Does he realize that those standing with locked arms were was a show against him? No, he doesn't, because he's a simpleton. Great solidarity for our national anthem and our country. Standing with locked arms is good. Kneeling is not acceptable. Bad ratings. He's like, that's, first of all, that's not even what you can't change what something is about. And for the record, those bad ratings been rated that claim mostly false. As ratings are down, but they're not declining while other leagues are increasing. It's affecting all leagues. NASCAR ratings in the cellar. NBA, some of the lowest games ever last year. It's an industry-wide phenomenon, and the NFL isn't immune to it anymore. But they are still strong, and it's the most popular televised sport in the world, even though Trump decided to tweet bad ratings and saying ratings and attendance are way down. Boring game, yes. So the president is telling you people who like NFL games and aren't watching it because of this controversy that the game you love is boring. He's basically insulting you. Many staying away because they love our country. What has the league, what has the game done against the country? Holy cow. And I mentioned the paid patriotism. This goes back to 2015, when the report by Senators McCain and Flake criticized the practice called paid patriotism, said the Defense Department shouldn't have spent the money and teams in the NFL, NBA, MLB, and other leagues shouldn't have accepted it. It betrays the sentiment and trust of fans and casts an unfortunate shadow over the genuine patriotic partnerships that do so much. $12 million in contracts between the Defense Department and sports teams. That is why teams were on the field after 2009. It was bought and paid for, but most of you suckers don't realize that. And let's look. This letter from 1984. This is to Donald Trump from John Bassett, a fellow USFL owner, saying, "Dear Donald, on a number of occasions over the past meetings, I have listened with astonishment at your personal abuse of the commissioner and various of your partners. If they did not happen to espouse one of your causes or agree with you on one of your arguments, it is obvious from the record that you are a talented and successful young man, I would add, based on your daddy's money, but he didn't. It is also a fact that I regard you as a friend and an owner who has made a contribution to the league in general and been a savior to New York, New Jersey in particular. While others may be able to let your insensitive and denigrating comments pass, I no longer will. You are bigger, younger, and stronger than I, which means I'll have no regrets whatsoever punching you right in the mouth the next time an instance occurs where you personally scorn me or anyone else who does not happen to salute and dance to your tune. I really hope you don't know what you're doing, but you are not only damaging yourself with your associates, but alienating them this as well. Think before you shoot, and when you do, stick to the message without killing the messenger." This was a letter written in 1984 by John Bassett to Donald Trump, who knew then what you should know now, who Donald Trump is. But continue to make this about the flag. Oh, and he also uninvited Steph Curry to the White House, even though Curry said he wasn't going to visit. You know, all those supermodels when I was younger that I told I wasn't going to date because, you know, I can't date you. Look up his failed bids at NFL ownership, and maybe you'll see why he's attacking this. And look up the code on the flag. And if you're really about respecting the flag and the nation, see if you're living up to it. Let's go to Peter in Hartford. Good morning, Peter.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Peter.
Yes. I just wanted to give you some information that I was that I had found out on Saturday. There are cargo ships and other kinds of ships that are being loaded with equipment and food and everything else on their way to Puerto Rico as we speak.
Yep.
And I know that firsthand. I know somebody who works in the trucking business and the containment business. And they were just waiting for the hurricane to find out which way that was going to go.
Yep.
So you're saying that his attention is not, President's attention is not on Puerto Rico and important subjects. Well, they are.
No, it's not. Has he said a word about it to the nation via Twitter? Has he used his outlet other than to bash the NFL and its players? No, he has not. That is what I was saying.
I can tell you firsthand that there are things going on and happening.
You don't understand what I'm saying. I know there is help going.
I know what you're saying.
But
I know what you're saying.
What he's not doing is making it a national issue. Do you realize how powerful his position is as a megaphone to say, hello, fellow Americans. Our fellow citizens in Puerto Rico need your help. Call the Red Cross. Call whoever. Make a small donation. Instead, he's attacking Steph Curry. Instead, he's attacking Colin Kaepernick and other players, mostly of color, if not all, in the NFL. And you're making excuses for him. His priorities are screwed up.
Not an excuse.
Then do you condone it?
Do I condone what?
Him spending his time attacking the NFL rather than using his outlet, his speech, and his Twitter feed.
He's taking care of other things in the meantime. He knows what he's doing.
Don't break your back bending over to kiss his ass or make excuses for him. Thank you for the call. Nobody said nothing is being done, except for what I said is he's not bringing any attention to it. Okay? Of course things are happening, because things happen without him. He doesn't control every facet of the nation. But as the leader of this nation, you would think he would mention it. But what is it? Oh, Puerto Ricans aren't real Americans to you? They're not citizens? Is that it? So you don't need to hear about it? I'm curious. Why can't you keep this man to the standard that you attempt to keep everybody else? What is it? A failed businessman who happened to stay rich because he was born rich. A reality TV star who you keep telling these athletes, you shouldn't get political. Nor should he, using your own standards. But because he is espousing nationalism and making America great again, which is so vague and is just a dog whistle to most of you saying, oh yeah, so white people can have it great. Not to mention that at his Alabama rally, he made 16 false claims. We're on like 600-something for the year, but none of you hold him accountable to that. And nothing I've said is untrue. I stand by everything I say, and if you can fact-check me and I'm wrong, I'll admit it. But this is not about the flag. This is about him distracting you from important things. It is also about him getting back at the NFL, as he didn't get to be an owner, and him being a baby, a big crybaby. Congratulations. You continue to support a man who could probably get us into nuclear war.